Glory to God. Welcome to Wonder in Reality. Holy Spirit, we welcome you into this short time and into our entire day. Amen. And I pray that you will be with anyone listening, that you will reveal yourself to them, Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, that you will reveal yourself to them. Amen. Amen. I want to give just a simple message about, based on Jesus' words in the Lord's Prayer. The very first words he says in the Lord's Prayer are, "Our Father." Amen. And the very first word, "Our Father." So I believe what he's, you know, there's so much truth, the infinite, eternal truth in everything Jesus said. And let's remember that the Lord's Prayer is a revelation of prayer. The whole, it's a revelation. It's not necessarily that we are to pray that prayer. It's a revelation, and there's many revelations in it. And the very first word, I think, has a revelation there. Our Father. We are a family. When we become a follower of Jesus, we're in the family of God. And so we need to, of course, always remember that, and we need to walk in love. There's going to be people who are good people who do good towards us, and even in the family of God, there's going to be people who hurt us. And even in a bigger sense, the people outside the family of God, there's good people there and there's bad people, and they may hurt us, and so we need to forgive. Jesus talked about forgiveness and emphasized how important it is. Oh, it's so important. We don't know how important it is. It's the parable of the unmerciful servant. I recommend that you read that over and over. And we just need to realize we must forgive. That's an area I always need to work on. And so, our Father, I think, is a real, there's a real truth there that, you know, we are on the earth. We were made to be in fellowship first with God and then also with other people. And just as Jesus said in the greatest commandment and the second commandment, love the Lord your God with everything you have is the greatest commandment. The second one, love others as you love yourself. Amen. And so let's let the Holy Spirit reveal this truth to us. Glory to God.